This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Hindukush Himalaya meet calls for urgent climate action. President Ramchandra Paurel calls for united action on climate and biodiversity. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government is making efforts for safe and speedy release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. World Health Organization declares Nepal free of highly contagious rubella virus. And Hamas source says group agrees to latest Gaza ceasefire proposal. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paurel has warned that climate change, biodiversity loss and air pollution are no longer limited to scientific reports but have become harsh realities of daily life. Inaugurating the two-day Hindukush Himalaya Parliamentarians Meet 2025 in Kathmandu, the president said rivers, forests and fertile lands that sustain over 2 billion people in the region are now under serious threat. He stressed the need for stronger laws to promote climate-friendly development, control air pollution and protect biodiversity. President Paurel highlighted that biodiversity loss is already affecting food security, cultural heritage and the economy. Despite challenges, he praised regional progress in conservation such as expanding protected areas, promoting electric vehicles and controlling industrial emissions. Likewise, Foreign Minister Dr. R. Zurana Deoba underlined that governments alone cannot tackle these issues, while Forest and Environment Minister Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri called for greater regional cooperation. Chairperson of the Agriculture Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee, Kusum Devi Thapa, also emphasized joint political and economic efforts in addition to science and technology. Around 24 parliamentarians from across the Hindukush Himalaya are taking part in the event discussing shared climate and environmental challenges and seeking common solutions for a sustainable future. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has assured that the government is making every possible effort to save and speedy release of Bipin Joshi, a Nepali student taken hostage by Hamas. In a social media message, the Prime Minister said it is the government's responsibility to ensure Bipin's safe return. He informed that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, through Nepal's diplomatic missions in the Gulf region, is holding continuous talks for his release. Foreign Minister Dr. R. Zurana Deoba also reiterated that the diplomatic initiatives are underway. She expressed gratitude to the Israeli government, Israeli citizens, Nepalese living in Israel and the international community for their support in efforts to free Bipin. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has reviewed the progress of Digital Nepal Framework and Nepal Telecom. In a meeting with the Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subba Gurung, Secretary Radhika Arial and Nepal Telecom's Officiating Managing Director, Sabina Maske Pradhan, the Prime Minister was briefed on ongoing developments. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli urged officials to accelerate good governance, development and prosperity through the effective use of information technology. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Bhagavati Neupane has said the Federal Civil Service Bill 2080 currently under consideration in the National Assembly will be finalized soon. Speaking at the Legislation Management Committee, the minister placed efforts to conclude the bill with unanimous agreement. During the discussion, lawmakers urged that errors and weaknesses made by the House of Representatives be corrected. So far, 193 amendment proposals have been registered in the upper house on the bill. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
तिमीहरु फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भन्या, अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु, यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The World Health Organization has declared that Nepal has successfully eliminated rubella, also known as German measles. In a press release issued yesterday, WHO Nepal described the achievement as a remarkable milestone in country's efforts to protect its people from vaccine-preventable diseases. Rubella is a highly contagious viral infection that poses serious risk to pregnant women, including miscarriage, stillbirth, and lifelong birth defects in babies. However, it is preventable with safe and cost-effective vaccines. With this, Nepal has become the sixth country in the Southeast Asia to eliminate rubella. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population has endorsed guidelines for the effective and systematic implementation of the Swarnaprasan program based on classical Ayurvedic text. Approved through a ministerial-level decision, the guideline aims to ensure safe, hygienic and effective administration of Swarnaprasan drops for children. Drops made from herbal ingredients, ghee, honey and purified gold are believed to boost immunity, intellect and strength. The program will be implemented across 21 Ayurvedic health centers, hospitals and teaching hospitals nationwide. A meeting of the National Assembly is scheduled for 1:15 p.m. today at the Federal Parliament Building in New Baneswar. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, the session will include oral questions to the Minister for Urban Development. Public Policy and Delegated Legislation Committee Chair Maya Prasad Sharma will also table a study report on policy issues related to national parks. Additionally, Communications and Information Technology Minister Prithibi Subba Gurung will present a proposal for consideration of the Social Network Bill 2081. Meanwhile, the Finance Committee will discuss the draft report on the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill 2081, and the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee will continue clause-wise deliberations on the Nepal Legal Practitioners Council Second Amendment Bill 2081. Now, on to an international news update. The BBC, citing a Hamas source, has reported that the group has agreed to a ceasefire and hostage release proposal brokered by Egypt and Qatar based on a framework put forward by the US in June. Under the plan, Hamas would release about half of the remaining 50 Israeli hostages during an initial 60-day truce, while Israel's army would pull back to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza. Negotiations on a permanent ceasefire would follow. However, Israel's response remains uncertain. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has previously said his government would only accept a deal if all hostages are freed at once. Meanwhile, Israeli forces continue bombardments in Gaza City with plans to seize the area and displace hundreds of thousands of Palestinians. Hamas has demanded a comprehensive deal involving a prisoner exchange, an end to the war, and full Israeli withdrawal. The conflict began after Hamas attacked southern Israel on October 7, 2023, killing around 1,200 people and taking 251 hostages. Since then, Gaza's health ministry says more than 62,000 people have been killed in Israeli strikes. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, and at one or two places in the Madhes province today. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi and Bagmati province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently the monsoon is somewhat weaker in Nepal as the monsoon low pressure trough is located south of the mean sea level. However, water vapor rich air continues to enter from the Bay of Bengal. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 19 to 21 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 27 to 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Hindu Kush Himalaya Meet calls for urgent climate action. President Ramchandra Paudil calls for united action on climate and biodiversity. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government is making efforts for safe and speedy release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. World Health Organization declares Nepal free of highly contagious rubella virus. And Hamas source says group agrees to latest Gaza ceasefire proposal. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.